Planet X, Nibiru, Megaquakes, Nuclear War, Martial Law, New World Order, FEMA Camps, Guillotines, Aliens, UFOs, Fallen Angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Well, praise God and thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray in Jesus' name that any information that troubles anybody's hearts or they need to look into it a little further that might be off kilter a little bit, maybe there's a margin of error. Father, in the name of Jesus, that if it does, let it just roll off their shoulders into a deep blue sea of your forgiveness and forgetfulness. And Father, if there are things that are said on this program that are fuel for thought, things that will put people on the edge of their seat, open their Bible and dig in a little bit to prepare for our imminent departure, which of course we don't know what that exactly means, and we praise your holy name for it. And Father, we just pray that it will lodge into them, that it will imbue within their spirit, and they will be heavily motivated by it. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your promise in Matthew 18:19. Where you said, where two or more gathered on earth, whatever they ask in your name shall be given to them by my Father. And we couple that with your admonition for us to pray always, Luke 21:36, to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you at no other place than the wedding supper of the Lamb. It's all over the Bible. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for anointing this program, Father. Thank you for anointing the words that are said. Thank you for anointing the people that are listening. We pray in Jesus' name that not one of us miss the barley harvest. Praise you, Jesus. God, how you kids doing? Huh? You all right? All right. Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. It's exciting. So anyway, I woke up this morning. Many of you may, and I still get regular requests. Oh, Johnny, I can't wait for you to bring guests back on. I'm not going to do it. Okay, I'm just going to tell you straight up, I ain't going to do it. With Trump threatening to throw people who say the things that I say on this program into an El Salvadorian prison, I'm not going to do that. That's not. I will shut this whole thing down so fast. Everybody will be like, "Hey, where'd that guy go? Hey, where'd the website go?" Because I can do other wonderful things for Jesus that don't include talking in a microphone. All right. Now, all that's a little bit beside the point. Okay, but I wanted to let you know that I was very troubled over what was going on with Donald Trump as he was doing his Saudi Arabian Middle East tour. Now, I kept my eyes on it, squinty eyes, watching very carefully, but I haven't been able to really put my arm around, why is this all happening? Why did Trump do this sudden flip-flop? One second he's on True Social, and he's, pushing that, what do you call it? Here, let me just go ahead and find it for you. I'll play it for you. Sometimes the audio just takes over and bada bing, there you go. All right. So anyway, this came out 6 weeks ago. It was published by Trump on Truth Social by Donald Trump. Okay. All right. But we forget stuff. We get busy with our jobs. We get deadlines and all this other stuff and we forget. And when we forget, that's actually super duper not a good thing. Okay, we have to be able to remember these things. So, you know, take yourself a tablespoon slug of MCT coconut oil. I like the Viva brand, although I don't get kickbacks. So I don't think it's an advertisement. But this was posted 6 weeks ago by Donald Trump himself on Truth Social. Let's take a listen.
Here. Trump Gaza shining bright, golden future, a brand new life. Feast and dance, the deal is done. Trump Gaza number one. Trump Gaza shining bright, golden future, a brand new life. Feast and dance, the deal is done. Trump Gaza number one.
All right. So anyway, that was just 6 weeks ago. And then all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, he does this flip-flop. Now, you know, I could get into all the flip-floppy stuff and everything, but pretty much the whole, I've talked about it before in prior shows. I remember, I guess it was one show ago or whatever, where I was telling you that, you know, you couldn't go two posts down Twitter without somebody going, "What the fudge? What the fudge?" You know, because they've been watching really, really closely what was going on with Trump. There were people that were speculating, you know, it was a professor, what is his name? On the tip of my tongue. And I'll think of it in a second. But anyway, the fuss about the possibility that Donald Trump would, you know, declare that Palestine was actually a state, okay, was huge. And there's this one person who posts pretty frequently. I do like to follow and listen to what she says because she brings in a unique perspective. She calls herself Syrian Girl, and she had said that if Donald Trump proclaims Palestine is a state, they will kill him. I mean, she was just like all capital letters. They will kill him. And she was absolutely correct. There's no question in my mind. So, of course, I'm looking for an ulterior motive. I'm trying to figure out, wait a minute, what happened? Why did he flip-flop? Why is he acting like he doesn't like, you know, the agenda from Netanyahu? He doesn't like the agenda that is deeply connected to the Kabbalist, to the Khazarians, to the Synagogue of Satan, from his very high-level position as a magician in the Scottish Rite and all the you know, when you got Abramovich, one of the most evil entities on the face of the earth, that actually participated in a frazzle drip on the video that was on Podesta's laptop, you know, from downtown. Listen, folks, it doesn't get any more evil than that. The spirit cooker. And she's like commending Trump and saying, very happy that Trump is in there. He's a high level magician and all that kind of stuff. So I played that on prior shows as well. So I'm trying to figure out what in the world is going on because it was played extremely well. It was done very well, but it was theater of the mind. Theater of the mind. So, it took me quite a while to figure it out. I couldn't for the life of me figure it out. I watched every step, every word, listened to everything that was going on. His, you know, there were people picking on him and saying bad things about the airplane gift from Qatar. You know, a lot of people never forget things from way, way, way back under the Obama administration, under Hillary Clinton, under George W. Bush, a lot of evil, horrible things, 9/11, very much an inside job, all that stuff. So anyway, so they bring up things. They say, well, Qatar at one time had invested a lot of money in ISIS and all this other thing. Well, ISIS was created by the United States of America through Obama and Clinton. Okay, they do that stuff all the time. So was Al-Qaeda, Al-CIA, right? Okay, and so there's a lot of those players that are still over there. There's a lot of those, like the person that took the place of Assad that Trump has been giving like hugs and kisses to. Okay, maybe not kisses, but you know what I'm talking about. All right, that guy evidently was heavily involved with, I believe it was ISIS, but don't hold me to it. It was either Al-CIA or ISIS. It's really neither here nor there. The promise was made to the Saudi Arabian prince that Trump was going to back Syria being reinstituted as a country. They were going to lift all the sanctions. The Saudi Arabian prince was all happy and put his hands on his chest. I mean, it was the greatest, most unbelievable love fest. And people were just like going, that's wrong for them to take an airplane like that. That's wrong for this and that and the other thing and blah, 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 blah. And it's just back and forth. And what the fudge? What the fudge? And it was just absolutely insanely crazy. And when things are that insanely crazy, I kind of freak out a little bit. I'm like, I got to know the answer. I need to know what's going on here. Okay, now, what I'm going to do at this point is I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the things that kind of came down. We'll say they are outpoured from the heavens upon me. Now, I got into a mental dynamic whereby I just needed to talk to somebody. And it started out with Vera up in Ontario sending me an email from a particular individual that... we'll just say that my sisters have bombarded me with several times, and it makes my hair stand straight up. So anyway, I called her and all this stuff, and we were talking about this, that, and the other thing, going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And all of a sudden, it hit me. All of a sudden, it hit me. So, you may not have been with this program this far back. This would go back at minimum of 10 years, possibly longer. I played a YouTube video from a Jewish boy. I'm not talking about, you know, Khazarian Mafia boy. I'm talking about a real Jewish boy. Okay? And he had died and was taken to heaven and met with Jesus. But of course, when he came back, he could not tell any of the rabbis who it was he met with. He just said the Lord. Okay, well, then he pals up with this guy named Rabbi Rami Levy. Long story short, they put out a YouTube video. It has English subtitles underneath it. You have to do the reading and everything. But I have queued up the exact location so you don't have to sit there and listen to 28, 30 minutes of it. Okay, now I don't know where the audio clipped off on me, the audacity, but the audacity of that software cutting off on me like that. So anyway, I'll just backtrack a little bit because I have no idea. But anyway... a recollection came back to me because I saw what Trump was doing and I was just really just beating my head, you know, metaphorically, against the wall trying to figure out what is going on here. This doesn't make any sense. Why would he suddenly turn about Yahoo against Netanyahu and against Israel and all this other stuff, knowing that, you know, people like Mike Huckabee would freaking out and goes, if he names Palestine as a state, that's the end of it. I can't. And they're just, people are just fussing all over the place. Levin on Fox News is attacking Trump like all get out. There are so many attacks coming in from Fox News right now against Trump. So many people, because here's the thing, they don't get stuff at all. How are you kids doing? Are you? Okay. All right. Praise God. You really got to pay attention close to this stuff. It's really hard to keep track of it, aren't it? You know what I mean? It is. It's nuts. All right. So anyway, it started to fall together for me, and I was like, no way. And it hit me. And I'll just share for you what hit me. When Donald Trump was over in Saudi Arabia, he was hanging out, of course, you know, taking, you know, he got the golden plane from Qatar. Very, 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 very friendly with Saudi Arabia. Remember that there's a pact, an agreement signed and inked by between Putin and Iran. So Russia is now sided with Iran. And the United States, just so you know, has come out and made a statement officially by one of the Pentagon officials that they do not rule out the possibility that they might have to fight Russia directly. They actually said that. Okay? I'll see if I can find the clip for you. But anyway, that's setting up the risk board of World War III perfectly. But I have to explain to you, you know, the moving parts and pieces of it all. So when I saw what Donald Trump was doing and what he was saying and the accusations that were going in, of course, he didn't hold back any accusations against Iran. They were just threats. They were just threats. Okay, he also said he blamed Hamas about being rapists and just all kinds of horrible things. Well, I have an audio bite from a Jewish lady who was taken hostage. It turns out that the Hannibal Directive ended up killing practically all of the Jewish people that were killed, the Hannibal Directive. And I have the audio of a lady who was interviewed, and she was a hostage for Hamas, and she said they were absolute gentlemen. They treated them like princesses. They just couldn't do enough. They were bending over backwards to be super duper nice to them. The idea to this lady that they would rape anybody, do any harm to anybody, was mind-blowing. I have all those audios. I could play that audio for you. But I'm not going to, because I don't want to go to an El Salvadorian prison. But anyway, it started to snap into place because I never really saw, you know, people were saying things like, oh, well, Trump is, turned against Netanyahu. This is just terrible. And, you know, and oh, my gosh, you know, and like I said, all of the attacks coming out of mainstream media and people are all befuddled. They can't figure anything out. I'm not going to get, you know, folks, this is just absolutely, totally out of control. The problem is people don't remember anything. And half the time, they really didn't know it to begin with. They don't really know their Bible very well, and they, in some cases, they don't know it at all. And they have big radio shows, big microphones, and they're out there saying this, that, and the other thing. But they're just not correct. They're not seeing the big picture. The only reason that I see these things is because the Lord led me in July of 2011 to start Tribulation Now on Blog Talk Radio, which we have hundreds of available shows now on the radio show listening page. That people can get to, which, you know, thank you very much, Deborah, for hooking me up with that. But anyway, it hit me. It was like a download from the Lord. I'm talking to Vera now. I was like, oh, hey, I know what's going on. See, here's the thing. See, the Lord reveals things over time. Lines upon lines, precepts upon precepts, here a little, there a little. And it includes having to know prerequisites. If you don't know the algebraic order of operations, you cannot take trigonometry. You cannot take geometry. You can never do calculus. You must know the algebraic order of operations, like the back of your hand. You got to be able to do quadratic equations like nothing. All right. Well, it's very similar in the sense that if you don't know your Bible very well, and then the other thing is, God can't teach you the really advanced stuff until you really got your hands totally around the basic stuff. So you got, let's just pretend you got 10 different levels. You got, you know, level one, which is basic, level three, okay, which is intermediate, level, you know, maybe eight, which is like junior year of college or whatever. And then you got level, you know, 10, which is, you know, you're a graduate. You know, you're thinking about becoming a grad student. Then, of course, you'll make a terrible mistake and go to some Bible college, and they'll tell you all the wrong things about how to interpret the Bible. Folks, if you knew the statistics, I can tell you, I can name names. But there's, the last time I checked into the actual statistics, 50% of the men and women, young ladies and men, that went to Bible college dropped out as atheists. Let that at it will. I'm not going to name any names, but I know how it works. Nobody listens to me. Well, not nobody, but I'm just saying, a lot of people that I would toss this kind of guidance over to, oh, no, not me, not my children, you know. And I, yeah, okay, that's all right. So anyway, I just pray for everybody. Sometimes I just have to step away and let them go off in their tangent, and that's okay, because I don't want to turn it in, I don't want it to turn into a dissension. That's in Galatians 5:19. Because people that have dissensions, Christians that are dissenting amongst one another, disagreeing, sharp disagreements all the time, all that kind of stuff, they're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. They're not going to inherit it. I don't want to be on that group. I don't want to be. I've made way too many mistakes, folks. The kingdom of heaven is a merit-demerit system. When you do good things that are going to potentially lead somebody to heaven, you get a merit and you get a reward. But when you do things that you're trying to bring people to heaven, but they fail, well, you don't get a reward. Now, if you do things that you shouldn't have done and you lead people straight to hell, let me preclude you from entry at all. Sometime I need to play the testimony of Pastor Roderick Pickens. Roderick Pickens. Find that on YouTube. Look for the one where he was taken to heaven and he had to stand in line at the Bema judgment seat of Jesus Christ. there were people on there. There was somebody in front of them who said, "But Jesus, I only posted that one post." And the Lord said to her, "I'm not casting you into the pit because of the one post. I'm casting you into the pit because of all the other people that you led to the pit." That is one of the most sobering testimonies you will ever hear in your life. And of course, Mary Jane Mangiovellano or whatever. I always get her name a little fumbly, but Mangiovellano. I'm going to have to look that up. I'm going to have to look at some of the best heaven testimonies. Of course, my very favorite is Odin Hetrick, like it sounds. Odin Hetrick and his visit to heaven. That's on YouTube. It's only about an hour and a half, and it's the most absolutely mind-shattering one you will ever hear. It will, oh my gosh, one of these days I'm going to have to, I always say one of these days, but soon I'm going to have to play I have all the audio clips, the ones that are really important. Now, when I was on Blog Talk Radio, I had them all in order, and they were titled just right, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, and I could pick them out and play just the ones that, you know, that we wanted to focus on and that kind of stuff and talk about them. But I'm not sure I have that anymore. So I'm not going to worry about that. Let's do a reset. Kids, can we do a reset? Oh, come on! For crying out loud. All right, so we'll do a little bit of a reset. So anyway, about 10 years ago or so, I played a clip on Blog Talk Radio from a YouTube video with a 15-year-old truly Jewish boy, not a Kazarian type thing. Okay, he's a Jewish boy at the age of 15. His name was Nathan, not Nathan, Nathan, N-A-T-A-N. And he died and went to heaven. He met the Lord. And when he came back, he couldn't tell any of the rabbis or anything who he met. Because if he did, and he said the name of Jesus, well, that'd be the end of him. So he was smart enough not to say anything about that, but he did tell the rabbi what happened. He just said to the Lord that he was taken to heaven and he was shown a bunch of things, okay? And one of the things he was shown was that Gog, G-O-G, of the Gog and Magog invasion, or Ezekiel 38, that war, Gog is Obama, the full-blown Antichrist, the beast, the man of sin, of Revelation. So he's coming back. Make no mistake, he is coming back. Now, all that being said, let's take a look at what Trump did. Trump went over there and he did a really amazing, he blew everybody's mind. So, and on that note, just before I blow into this a little bit deeper, let me go ahead and do the news stinger and then we'll hit it hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong. Wrong.
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
All right, praise God. So anyway, Nathan told Rabbi Rami Levy what happened to him when he talked to the Lord. Now, I put the YouTube videos up on tribulationnow.com, actually in two different places. The first place is What is Coming Next for Us, Visions and Confirmations. Now, because that's a very large article, and it also has a lot of supporting text that I wrote to try to narrate people's way into understanding what happened, I thought to myself, well, the Gog and Magog, Nathan, and Rabbi Rami Levy YouTube, I need to queue this up and put it on its own separate post because people are very time limited today, and I totally understand that. All right. So there's a separate post that says, who is Gog and Magog? And that takes you right to the point with Obama and the Synagogue of Satan, who are Magog. All right. Now, and it all makes so much sense. Obama is going to be the Antichrist Messiah of Magog, Synagogue of Satan, and it's going to usher in all that kind of creepy stuff. And then it's going to be the Noahide laws. They're going to start chopping people's heads off. They're going to be drinking blood. They're going to be doing horrible things. They're going to be killing people's children. They're going to be ripping their fingernails off, cutting their body parts off. You do not want to be here for that. So you've got to really seek the Lord on your knees and get the sin out of your life. Very important. So I see Trump doing all the things that he's doing, hanging out with Qatar, hanging out with Saudi Arabia, UAE, all these important people, meeting with some ex-ISIS guy or something like that that has now taken the position of Assad. I found out that the reason why they kicked Assad out was because Assad would not agree to stop supporting groups that would attack Israel. They tried to tell him, you got to stop this. And he kept on saying, nope. Nothing doing. Plus, he was also a pretty brutal dictator, but you didn't hear a lot about it. Now, here's the thing. Syria used to have more well taken care of, incredibly anointed Christian churches than any other country in the world, pretty much, with the exception of nothing, because you can't really say that about the American churchianity. They think they're anointed, but we won't go there. All right. So anyway, it hit me. I mean, it literally hit me. Trump was putting on a show, a vivid show, showing the whole world on how he's in control and he's going to solve world hunger. He's going to make peace for all nations. He's going to be the one who leads the charge. He's going to turn his back on Netanyahu. He comes out and makes public statements about how nobody is going to be evicted from Palestine, voluntarily or otherwise. You know, we're not going to do that anymore. And blah, 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 blah. He's a pathological liar and a Satanist. Now, all the while he's doing all that stuff, Netanyahu, so he's telling everybody, oh, we're going to protect, you know, we're going to make sure that Palestine is taken care of. We're not going to, you know, do any of this stuff, do any of that stuff and all this stuff. So he's over there blabbing and blabbing and blabbing about how good they're going to treat Gaza. And behind the scenes is Netanyahu bombing them, blowing up hospitals, people's body parts flying all over the place. Nobody's stopping anything. The Houthis are still, dropping missiles in on Israel. The whole thing is still going on just as normal. So basically we had a pathological liar go over there and play the entire world. But what would be the point? Well, the point would be Gog and Magog war. You have to position the pieces on the game of risk. So who are the players? Well, one player is Obama. The next player is Synagogue of Satan, the Khazarian Mafia. Okay, the ones that believe in the Babylonian Talmud, that believe that you can sodomize small children and things like that, the horrible things that we've seen already. But there's more players. Now, unfortunately, the people that are still here on the earth are also going to be part of that saga of horror. Okay, the Noahide laws will be instituted. Anybody who believes in anything other than what they tell you to believe in, the synagogue of Satan tells you to believe in, guess what? You get your head cut off. You have to worship Satan. You have to worship. You got to get the mark of the beast, and you got to, the AI, I think, is going to play a major role in that. The image of the beast. Think about it. Now, and we already know that the graphene oxide nanoparticles are being injected in all of our food, all of our water, sprayed in the air. I mean, we should be praying every single day, Father, in the name of Jesus, purify every drink of water, purify every drink of iced tea, purify everything that I put in my mouth, purify the stuff that touches my skin when I walk outside to the mailbox, purify in the name of Jesus. I rebuke all evil particles that are injected into these things. In Jesus' name, I cast it into the pit. Thank you, Father. All right. But that's just part of our daily walk. Okay. Now, what's the point in what Donald Trump did yesterday? He's setting up Gog and Magog war. There is a long, long, long time war. Kind of a little bit unspoken, but there have been skirmishes and breakouts. We had the Iraq and Iran wars that were constantly taking place. Don't even get me going on Gaddafi and Libya. There's a lot of warring going on in Libya right now. A perfect time for Iran to sneak a nuclear-tipped missile over there and fulfill one of the chapters in the Cerimonie vision of 1979. Boom, bang, the whole deal, man. I mean, it's Syria, Tripoli, it's on fire. Thank you, Jesus. So Trump is over there giving hugs and kisses and just loving on the Sunnis. Well, the war, the unspoken war, but most people know to some degree about it. See, Shia Muslims and Sunni Muslims hate each other's guts. They hate each other. That's why Putin is over signing military agreements with Khomeini in Iran. They're watching Trump threaten them while he's standing and being loved upon by who? Shias. Get it? I'm sorry, got it backward. Sunnis. Okay, so Qatar, UAE, Saudi Arabia, all them, the ones in the south, they're for the most part, those are Sunnis. The Shias are Iran. Now, one of the problems of identifying this stuff is that when you start to look at, like, when you look at Iran and you ask for the breakdown of Shias and Sunnis, it'll tell you right away that about 90% of the people in Iran are definitely Shia. They don't like each other. Okay. So, when you realize that, and you realize that Trump was hugging and loving and commending and, oh my gosh, saluting every single senior general of the Saudi Arabian army. And, oh my gosh, it was unbelievable. You just couldn't. And I'm watching this going, what? It says something's wrong. Something doesn't make sense here. And then it hit me. Right now, his primary job is to make Iran hate Saudi Arabia. Hate Qatar, hate United Arab Emirates, etc. Hate their guts and see Trump as an imminent threat to their existence while Putin is over there signing a military agreement. Are you piecing this together? The setup of the game of Risk, if we had green pieces and red pieces and the green pieces were the Shias and the red pieces were the Sunnis and the red pieces were the ones that Donald Trump met with and Putin was meeting with the Shias in Iran, while Trump was bad-mouthing him and accusing him of things that he couldn't really accuse him for because he didn't have any proof. But yes, we know about Hezbollah. Yes, we know about the things that have happened in Lebanon. Yes, we know about all the proxy wars and the Kurds and everything else under the sun. It's unbelievable. Yeah, but anyway, now they like Syria. So they're lifted. So Trump said, we're going to go ahead and lift all the sanctions against Syria now because their new leader, who used to be part of ISIS or Al-Qaeda or whichever, which of course was put together by Obama and Hillary, Trump is going, oh, we're going to lift all the sanctions against Syria. And now the crown prince of Saudi Arabia is just putting his hands on his chest and going, oh man, we love you. Now, this is all being watched by Khomeini and all the leaders of the Iran, and Putin's watching it too. So they know it's a setup. They see what's happening. All right. So what I did was I put in the articles, I put the Nathan YouTube and Rabbi Rami Levy testimony. Now, you have to read the English subtitles because, they're speaking in, I guess, Hebrew. I couldn't tell the difference if it bit me like a snake. But anyway, this is extremely important to understand that Trump is setting up the Gog and Magog war. But what's really fascinating, and then we also know because the Lord shared this with me, but he didn't share it with me until many, many years later, probably about, wow, come to think of it. Let's say it was like 2013 that I got the Rabbi Rami Levy one. Okay, 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. We're talking about like 12 or more years. And I get this little post that I found, and it says about the Khazars are the sons of Magog. And I'm like, wow. And it's actually in a book that's in print by a man by German Horing. Okay. And it's available if you want to hunt it down and spend the money. But the Lord just threw it right in front of my eyes, and I just about flipped out. So there are all the pieces of the puzzle. And now we have Luke 7, verse 18 that is coming true. All things will be revealed. You know, all things that were in the shadows will be revealed, all that kind of stuff. Be careful how you hear. Be careful how you hear, it says. Go read it. Because of those who don't hear with an open heart and an open mind and do their own homework. Nothing, you know, the things they thought they knew are going to be taken away from them. But for those who do hear with an open mind and an open heart and go and look into it themselves and pray about it, they'll be given all the more. That's awesome. And so it's always been my personal policy to, I don't listen to other preachers, pastors. I'm glad not to have people coming on the radio show anymore. It's not that I don't love everybody that's been on the radio show over all these years. I love them dearly. That's not it. What's important is somebody's got to bring the ship into port. And if I have people coming on the radio show and saying that they believe this and they believe that and that stuff disagrees with me, then all I get is a whole bunch of just bunches of emails. Like, well, I thought you said that and I thought you said this and I went over to their website and they're this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like going, oh, no. Oh, no. I got more pushback. You would never believe it. You just wouldn't believe it. I got so much. Now, so that foundational understanding is essential to understanding the rest of all of this stuff. So I had this epiphany about Trump setting up the Gog and Magog war. And I remembered that Nathan had said not only that Obama was Gog, but he said that when the war started, the Arab nations warred against one another. So that would be Saudi Arabia, UAE, and Qatar fighting against Iran and fighting against, you know, Yemen and all this kind of stuff. Just the skies would be lit up with missiles and everything else you could possibly imagine. Full all-out war. But then Nathan says that the Lord told him, Jesus, that, hey, then suddenly the Arab nations are going to turn against Israel. And they're going to all work together to attack Israel directly, which, of course, would be a fulfillment of Luke 21:20, which is, you know, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by our enemies, let the, you know, run for it. I figure I'll summarize it for time's sake. Okay, get out of there. Okay, right? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So, and then I got a message a couple of days ago from Paula in France, and she said, just out of the clue of the sky, it was kind of weird. She said, you know something funny enough? I had a dream last night that we, her and her two girls, were in this huge earthquake, and I was with, excuse me. I'm the king of indigestion, and I didn't really eat anything, so it must have been my latte. But anyway, so she said, you know, funny enough, I had a dream last night that we were in this huge earthquake and I was with the girls, but we were lifted up. Well, of course, my inclination would be that that would be the great earthquake in Revelation 6:12, which is also the same earthquake that occurs in Ezekiel 38:19, which I quote both of in the article, so you can read them right there. Where if you keep on reading in Ezekiel 38:19, it says, and all men who are on the face of the earth shall shake in my presence. That's a global earthquake. Now, those are foundational items to help anchor your thinking as we go through some of the rest of this stuff. Now, it's no, and I also want to point out that I have a link right here inside the article. And if you click the link, it'll open up another tab so you won't lose your place. And it's an article that's already on Tribulation Now, and it's about an underwater volcano to cause 10,000 earthquakes. That volcano is currently bubbling. It's steaming. The scientists are watching it. They're very, very concerned. And it's not far enough away from the fault of the Cascadia subduction zone. And if it triggers the Cascadia subduction zone to collapse, okay, the Pacific Northwest is going to get wiped out all the way up to I-5. We're talking about probably a 10.5 earthquake at the very minimum, and a mega tsunami that's going to wash up over Seattle, wash up over San Francisco, wash up all over, Portland, Oregon, and all that. I mean, it's going to be mammoth, gigantic. And I even included a radio show that I did quite a while ago. I thought the lady's name was Linda Moulton Howe, but I don't know. Maybe I forgot. I could go check it really quick here. Let me just take a look. Oh, bad gateway. What can I do? Okay, well, that didn't work out really well. Praise God. So I'll have to take a look at why the link isn't working. I don't know. All right. Dagnabbit. Always something to fix, and I don't have that kind of time. I need to be a full-time webmaster, full-time dog taking care of guy, full-time house repairing guy, running to the vet. Oh, man, I'm so behind. The chores that I have could take me way past the millennial kingdom. I could still be working on stuff in my house and during the millennial kingdom. All right. Anyway. So I wake up this morning, and I get this text message from Elena. And for those of you who know who Elena is, she is, oh, that's weird. Wow. Okay, this is really, really weird. Okay, so there's some super duper funky things going on with the website. And they're so funky that I'm not going to worry about them right now. All right, so let's go forward. So anyway, so I wake up this morning and I get a text message from Elena, who's been on the show many, many times. Many of you know about her. Know her probably pretty well. And boy, she's had a very, very interesting life. Very, very challenging. Very, very hard to live. Oh my goodness. But God has used her in a powerful way. Well, she wakes up and she says, you know, I don't usually share my visions and dreams and stuff with you because we don't normally connect on them. Well, that's true because she's lived a totally separate Christian walk than me. I mean, it's night and day. It's polar opposites. She was SRADID abused. I mean, the things that she had experienced, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, and her her website is Realms of Hope, R-E-A-L-M-S of Hope, .wordpress.com. Realmsofhope.wordpress.com. So anyway, boy, there's a lot of stuff on there. Let me tell you, you'll be busy for a long time. All right. So anyway, she said to me, Johnny, I wanted to share this vision with you because it reminds me of something that you told me about a little while back. You know, like she's talking months, whatever. And I said, okay. I said, let me go ahead and go fetch the pictures of that. So I did. I went and fetched the pictures. I screenshotted them. I screenshotted the one that was the drawing from David Doetry, who prayed for like 10 years on his knees, begging God to show him the vision. And when he was finally shown the vision, it started out with a giant copper-shaped ball in the sky, a big Death Star of some kind. And he was like totally freaked out. And I have that included in the visions on this. It's all here. On the articles on Tribulation Now. Links to them all. So anyway, when I showed her the one which was the actual photograph of the object that was sent in by Brother Jim of the space object photographed at the FAA cameras in Larsen Bay, it's up very, very far north, close to the North Pole, that kind of thing. She said, that's it. As a matter of fact, her exact words, and I put them on the website real big for people. Now, for people who are using mobile devices, you're going to have to tap on the picture and then expand out the picture to be able to see the words. If you're using a full-blown laptop, no problem. Okay, you'll be able to see it very easily. But she says to me, it's the first one, those black spots. I have seen that pattern so many times. I'm shaking. It's them. It's them. She said that it was going to hit in 2025. Now, I warn people throughout the article, not because I don't believe her. It's not like that. It's just that God calls audibles. And a lot of times people get visions, they get dreams, and the Lord says to them, this is going to happen, or at least they're impressed in their spirit by the Lord that it's going to happen before 2012 or in the year of 2012, or it's going to happen this September, or it's going to happen this, you know, and so they project that information forward in their testimony, and then it doesn't happen. And everybody lose faith, and they just go, oh, man, and they shake their head, and they walk away. Now, that's sad, and so I always recommend that people tuck it away, put it up on a shelf, and watch. Pray about it. Okay? All right, and I have a link here entitled The Visions of the Rapture, An Alien Spaceship, and Much More. And I even recopied Pastor Sory Park, because David Doetry was shown the big copper Death Star spaceship in the sky. And he said, you know, when it shows up in the sky, everybody's going to be paralyzed, they're going to be panicking, there'll be blackouts everywhere, people will be screaming and hiding in their houses. And he says, but you don't. You need to go to the store and buy enough food to hold you over for 3 weeks. Well, I tell people to get a lot more than that. Because we don't know if it's just going to be 3 weeks. But that's what David felt in his spirit at the time. But God calls audibles. Well, Pastor Sory Park was a South Korean, I don't even know if he's alive anymore, South Korean pastor, very anointed. And he died. And he went to heaven and he talked to Jesus in person. And Jesus, you know, showed him the rapture. People walking down the road, this, that, and the other thing, their attitudes, the way they were dressed, all this kind of stuff. And Pastor Sory looked over to Jesus and he says, I was looking down at the scene high up in the air and I asked Jesus, what will the world say about the people being raised up into the air, Jesus? And he said, he gave me an accurate and detailed answer. Quote, NASA of the United States will make an announcement that thousands of UFOs from a distant planet in the universe surrounded the entire Earth and abducted numerous people around the world with a powerful ultramodern sucking machine of some kind in one moment, promising to make further investigations into the matter and trying to cover it up. Now, listen. You know, he's South Korean, so of course there's going to be a gap in his translation to English, and, you know, I doubt that Jesus actually said sucking sound and all that kind of stuff. But just remember, the guy's South Korean. That's his native language. So when he put this into English, you know, he's doing the best that he could. But here's the thing. If the wheat harvest, which I strongly believe, is the final harvest, which I strongly believe, which occurs during the day of the Lord, during the 40 days after the 3 days of darkness, the sun will turn black as sackcloth of hair. Then, that 40 days after that period, the believers that were holed up in their chambers, go into your chambers for a little while until the indignation has passed. Isaiah 26, verse 20. Whoa. Which indignation is that? It's the alien invasion that is mentioned in Isaiah 13. It says that they come from a far country, from the far ends of the Shamayim. That Hebrew word means where the planets revolve, outer space. And they chop up your children and ravage your wives. Nobody has ever chopped children into pieces. Now, aliens probably would. Well, if that wasn't enough, then there was a supporting prophecy. I almost forgot to include it. It just came out yesterday from Glenda Lomax and Wings of Prophecy. She likes to call her website Just Praise Him now. I'll read it to you. It's entitled Disaster. She says, I was asking the Lord what is coming next for us. N-E-X-T, next for us, for you, for me, for everybody sitting around you, for all of us. And the Lord told her, tell my children to get ready, for many of them are about to meet me in the air. Did you hear that? So on one hand, you have Elena going, I've been getting the vision of this alien spaceship, and I think it's something you were talking about. And I show her the pictures. She's like, that it. I'm shaking. That's it. It's going to happen in 2025. And she's totally freaking out. In the meantime, I have this prophecy called Disaster from Glenda Lomax, and she's saying, tell my children to get ready. Many of them are about to meet me in the air. I don't know about you, but I don't need a lot more lattes, if you know what I'm saying. Then I go ahead and put a little section in with final thoughts, and I threw a bunch of scriptures for people to seek, a prayer for people to pray, and tell people, keep your chin up, keep praising, keep praying, never get discouraged, and hang in there, because that's where we are right now. It's easy to get discouraged when you see Donald Trump doing weird things. But he ain't paying no attention to Netanyahu bombing hospitals and things like that right after he told everybody that wasn't going to happen anymore. All right. So anyway, on that note, let's go ahead and go in to the rest of the news. Sorry. The Audacity shut down, and I'm not even sure where I stopped. But this is the media in India, very, very upset on Donald Trump's false claims, pathological lies, trying to tell the whole world that he ended the skirmish. All right, listen to this.
It is a clear case of overstepping. Exactly. It is not the job of the President of the United States to make a claim when we haven't even agreed that this is a matter which requires his intervention. Yes. I mean, with the greatest of respect to the American President, he has no idea about the ground situation. Yeah. He has no idea about what's happening here. Till a few days back, he said that this is not for him to look into. Yeah. And now he's congratulating both countries trying to be a global peacemaker. Yeah.
All right, we'll go ahead and let it at that, because I'm sure that guy could get pretty fired out. He's already fired up. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, and with the time that we have left, about 10 minutes, let's see if we can rifle through a few more of these. All right, now there's a major wildfire, for what it's worth, at over 3,000 hectares in Russia. That's pretty bad. There's some other places that are some unbelievable wildfires. Right now, there are some catastrophic, apocalyptic floods taking place in Maryland that are unbelievable. And let me tell you something, folks. Maryland is ill-equipped for it. So this is going to be another version of Helene. And I just don't even, you know, Castle, what do they call that? Having a hard time remembering the name. It's just so horrible to even think about. And I'm so glad they're getting rid of FEMA. All right. So Netanyahu comes out and he says, there will be no scenario in which we, Israel, stop the war, even if Hamas releases all of the hostages. Okay, so right there you have a direct conflict between the pathological lies that Trump was telling everybody on a global stage versus what's actually happening. Okay, so Putin comes out, like I told you, and he signed the strategic partnership, the military partnership with Iran at this time. This is a perfect setup. All the players are in place. Trump is exacerbating the problem, just like he was trained to do as this magician is part of the... It's so evil. Okay, and after a while, I just want to... I don't even want to look at it anymore. I just can't stand it. All right, then there's... I told you about the Tripoli and Libya clashes, which gives, you know, if there is even a weak, improperly made dirty bomb type of a missile that, you know, that they could use in Iran, this would be the perfect time to sneak it into Tripoli. All right. Trump wants to deal with Iran as long as it's bloody proxy wars and permanently verifies that they have ditched nuclear weapons. Now, that's not all. He also came out and said that we cannot have any more raping and, torturing of hostages. I already told you I have the audio. I could play it. Okay. And she said, nothing happened to us. We were taken care of. We were treated like royalty. Nobody has come out of there complaining that anything bad has ever happened to them. Now, Poland comes out and they erupt because they're so excited about Donald Trump just saving the whole wide world and we're not going to go to war.
Oppose so they're having illegal migration.
Donald Trump!
You hear this? This is happening in Poland. Okay. Okay, so break out the Pepto-Bismol. Take a deep breath. Everything's going to be just fine. Okay. So now we bury our way down into this a little bit further. And I'm going to read to you a little write-up from that woman named Syrian Girl. She's always surprisingly accurate. She says, breaking, Trump has lifted sanctions off Syria, but the price was Syria's soul, she says. The U.S. occupation is now indefinite. The United States has carte de blanche ability to bomb inside of Syria to stop any resistance against Israel. Syria stops supporting resistance against Israel, whether Palestinian or Lebanese, and in fact, will fight it. Another one, the U.S. oil companies will exploit Syrian oil and resources. She's right. The president al-Qaeda leader, Jolani, so it was al-Qaeda, has no incentive to stop slaughtering Christians and other minorities now. Correct. The next thing she says is Russia and China are out. Well, bada bing, bada boom. And China's on the side of Pakistan. So if that breaks out, that's going to get, well, troubling, to say the least. And it'll go nuclear eventually. And the last thing she says is, Syria has fallen into GCC cesspit. The below is the center of Damascus Square right now. And the center of Damascus Square is President Trump with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. And there you have it. She's right. She's right. So then you have this other fellow. He goes by the name of Ariel. And he says, Donald Trump said in his speech to Saudi Arabia that the cabal will have to make the right move. Here are a few reasons. Quote, he is expected to announce a new trade deal. Quote, petrodollar system faces collapse, forcing cabal's immediate action. Quote, BRICS currency pushes threat and threatens the cabal global financial control. Quote, Saudi Arabia trade pivots pivot undermines cabal's dollar dominance. Quote, Iran nuclear deals talks expose cabal's weakening influence. Quote, global reset looms, pressuring the cabal to counter swiftly. Quote, Middle Eastern realignment changes cabal's regional power base. Quote, Trump's tariff cuts disrupt the cabal's economic manipulation schemes. Energy marks shift toward cabal and secure oil deals. And last but not least, Ukraine ceasefire talks weaken the cabal's war-driven agenda. Well, hard to say for sure, but I think you might hit the jackpot on a few of those. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, evidently, Emmanuel Macron had gone to Israel. I'm a little bit astonished that it was the first time, supposedly, that he went there. But when he saw what happened to Gaza, he came out on the public worldwide and he said, oh, it's shameful. It's horrible. I've never seen anything like that. And of course, Netanyahu attacked him vehemently. You are one of them. You are an anti-Semite. And all this stuff, you know, and we're so used to it. It's like, whatever. Okay. So anyway, there's some other things I could play for you right here, but I don't want to because they're very sickening and upsetting. Let's see here. Okay, Trump makes a call to all nations to support the sanctions that are going to be placed on Iran. So they're going to make it a lot worse for Iran, a lot worse. Now remember that Putin's in on this. Russia's fully in support of this. The U.S. says that it will not accept any forced involuntary displacement of Palestinians. That is unless they're vaporized by bombs. All right, and then, of course, Singapore passes a law to put in jail. Get this, anybody who refuses to take the vax. Youch. I don't like that one. That's pretty scary. But it's in our future unless we make the barley harvest. I have a feeling we're not going to be subject to that. I hope I'm right. India and Pakistan engage in tit-for-tat explosions and fighting and diplomatic back and forth and all that kind of stuff. $142 billion in arms sales was given to Saudi Arabia. What do you suppose they're going to do with $142 billion of military equipment? Oh, wait, I almost forgot. Oh, yeah, Gog and Magog invasion. All right. Listen to this. The Pentagon considers direct confrontation with Russia. Now, this one here, unfortunately, does not have an audio bite. I'd love to play it for you so you could hear it from the horse's mouth. This is the quote, though. It says, the Pentagon considers a direct confrontation between the United States and Russia possible in the event of an escalation of the Ukrainian crisis. Head of the United States Northern Command, General Gregory Gilliatt, has stated. Well, that doesn't sound like kumbaya to me. All right, praise God. We keep on plowing through these with a little bit of time that we have left. Let's see. Cyber wars are escalating. Outages are all over the place. Don't forget the magnetosphere. The Earth is gravely weakened. Every time that there's a solar flare now, even if they're not usually damaging to the Earth, they're making it through the protective force field of our magnetosphere, and they're causing the blackouts in Spain, the blackouts in Portugal, all that kind of stuff. That's being caused by the sun. All right, we've got lots of things about the sun, very much like you see in the movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage, okay, which is a beautiful rendition of the first trumpet judgment, Revelation 8, I believe it is, where it comes out and says a third of the grass and a third of the trees burn. That's a CME. That is exactly what's in the movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage. Praise God. Next up, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's listen to her, what she says, which, by the way, isn't going to come true. Sorry, Marjorie. Your heart
should be fighting wars on behalf of Israel. And many Americans agree with that. I'm one of those Americans that are really sick and tired of the narrative that we're constantly told that we're supposed to hate some country that's overseas that maybe we've never been to. We don't know anything about that country, but we're told that they're the greatest threat to our freedoms and our democracy, and that we have to go to war with them. I've never seen a Houthi or a Houthi or however you pronounce it. I don't even know what they look like. I haven't seen them back home in Rome, Georgia, where I live. I haven't seen them in Washington, D.C. And I keep saying that how is this a threat to everyday Americans when they are not threatening us here at home in our homeland? I don't think we should be fighting wars on behalf of Israel.
All right. So evidently she's not really well informed about, well, you know, the truth of the matter is, in all honesty, the hundreds of posts that I review in order to do these shows and to sort out what's really going on, I couldn't sort these things out if I hadn't been doing this for 14 years. God had to give me the Rabbi Rami Levy Nathan testimony 10 years ago. The very fact that I was able to pull it up right away and put it on the web is mind-shattering. And then to be given that excerpt from that book that the synagogue of Satan is Magog, and to be able to see it all materializing, being orchestrated in the world stage. There's a lot of people on Twitter right now, very smart ones, that are saying, all the worlds are stage. This is a setup. This is a setup. Now, of course, if you look at the comments, there's a lot of people going, oh, that's a bunch of bunk. You're a bad person. I'm calling you all kinds of dirty, filthy names. And, you know, and it's just back and forth and back and forth, and, you know, that whole thing. And I'm like, whatever. I don't really care about the people fighting, because the truth of the matter is none of them, I'm not aware of a single one that's been doing this since 2009. Not a single one that's been doing this on a radio show since 2011. Thousands, I think I counted at one time 7,000 radio shows. And for many, many, many years, those were three radio shows of 3 hours duration per week. I could not jump in here on a work day and do this quick 1 hour update for everybody if I was still on Blog Talk. This is a blessing. I believe God pushed me out of the way of a El Salvadorian prison. Believe me, when Trump makes those threats, he ain't kidding. Remember, it was him that led the charge to go into all the college campuses, and anybody who even so much as even says a positive word about Palestine, lock them up and throw them back. Send them to El Salvador. Right? Oh, did you know that Melania has essentially left him? Yeah. Somebody said that she might show up a couple of times a month at the White House briefly, but she doesn't want to be anywhere around him. Evidently, she got sick to her stomach when she heard the testimony at the one trial about Trump's, you know, paying off that lady that he did really bad things with. Evidently, in the eyes of Melania, he did it. It's just unbelievable. It's just, most of us have got to be beside ourselves. But now, with this additional information that the Lord has blessed me with, which I hope I'm blessing you with, that I've been able to recall and bring together into even a single article. I even put up a separate article, a post on tribulationnow.com on the Gog and Magog. Who is Gog and Magog? Because I figured that it would be a lot of people that would read the other one and they'd get lost. It's just too much reading. But if that copper ball spaceship is going to appear in the sky in 2025, like Elena believes in with all of her heart, to the point that her hands were shaken, she saw that and she said, that's it! They're evil, she said. If that's on its way here, if that's going to appear this year, then we're leaving. And I've got plenty of scriptures on that web article, especially at the bottom, where you can just read, oh, three chapters, just three chapters in the Bible, and you'll have a really good understanding of all the sins that you need to avoid, including, well, it doesn't include the sin of unforgiveness. If anyone has ever done you wrong, you need to put them at the top of your prayer list. As Pastor William Law said, nothing will make you fall in love with somebody more than praying for them. God bless you all. This is getting exciting. Don't sell the farm. Remain calm. But get excited. In Jesus' name, God bless you all. Feel a little lifted up. Whew. Could this be it? Oh, wow! No, I'm just kidding. Be ready, folks. God bless you all. Be ready, folks. Don't miss.